In this recording, we'll be sharing about angels. Angels. And when we hear things like this, let us understand that what God is doing is that He's opening our eyes to see into His world. Our eyes are being opened so that we can see into God's realm, God's world, and unite with that world, merge with that world. Because that is the real world. So there's a realm of the invisible, which is ever present. But of course, man became dull of hearing. When I say dull of hearing, man became insensitive. Man became dead. Spiritually dead. And when you're dead, you don't see, you don't hear, you just don't know anything. And that is the state of man who lives in carnality. Praise God. So all these teachings we are hearing today is all about edifying us, awakening man. Awakening man into the reality that there is a kingdom that is present. There's a world that is present. There's a glorious kingdom that is present. And we can be partakers of the same this very moment. Paul says in his letter to the Hebrews that we have come to Mount Zion. We have come to Mount Zion. The city, the celestial city of the living God, to the gathering of angels, to the gathering of the redeemed, the firstborn, the holy city, to that gathering where you have shouts of joy, of gladness. We are gathered to that place. Obviously, Paul did not carry sheep, the Hebrews, to Jerusalem, to some kind of geographical location in Jerusalem called Mount Zion. Praise God. Mount Zion is an allegory for the spiritual heights of God's invisible kingdom. And you can only get there consciously. It's a spiritual shift in consciousness from the lower terrestrial life that we have lived as men onto that higher dimension in God. Notice that Paul says that we have come to that gathering now. Praise God. So if you are thinking of a future hope, something that will happen tomorrow, you better listen to what the voice of the Spirit is declaring today, this very hour. That letter of Paul was written how many years ago? Well over, obviously about 2,000 years ago. And Paul was writing there that we have come to Mount Zion, we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem. That same heavenly Jerusalem we see presented to us, you know, in allegories in the book of Revelation. John sees a golden city descending from heaven upon a very high mountain. Praise God. Hallelujah. So is Paul contradicting what John saw, or is John contradicting what Paul says? Of course not. Because the visions of John are present realities for those who are awakening to truth. Praise God, the golden city descending. He saw it descending. It can only descend in our consciousness. We can become more aware of that heavenly city. Praise God. Where you have the gathering of angels, of the brethren, of those who are in the resurrection, those who have rediscovered themselves. Remember that the promise is that we be gathered. Every man is gathered back to the pinnacle of Zion. That is the promise of God. And that is the salvation of God. And the salvation of God is now as you hear the voice of truth. Praise God. So we're speaking about angels, and normally when you hear this topic, people are all, you know, mystified. People are, they want to hear more. See? People get trouble, get worried. They want to hear, they want to listen. The other day I did a message on the lake of fire, and you can see thousands of hits on those messages. See, men are mystified, they are worried, they are troubled as to what life on the other side is all about. Praise God. Angels, UFOs, invisible beings. You see, and when you write books and, you know, make messages on those things, you see lots of hits. People are, they want to find out about the, you know, these things of God. But you'll be shocked to know how that in our everyday life we interact with angels without knowing it. So I personally have had encounters over the years with invisible beings, invisible hosts. You see, but we try not to preach these things or not to say these things all the time so that people don't go out seeking that same experience. See, the experiences I have, they do not have to necessarily be the experiences that you have. Do you hear me? In fact, you do not have to have any physical, you know, how do I call it, physical manifestation of the promise of God. You see, when these things appear to you physically or manifest in a way physically, it's simply there to increase your faith. Because the things of God are invisible. Are you listening? Everything of God is what? Invisible. Angels don't have form. Praise God. We're talking of physical forms. Angels represent pure spirit being. Hallelujah. And this is where God wants to bring every man back to that pure spiritual sense of being, that consciousness that all men lost in the translation. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Even Jesus was lowered from that realm of spirituality. You know, the death that Jesus Christ tasted was the life he lived in the flesh. It is written that he too descended from on high. He descended to the lower parts of the earth to taste of life in the flesh. That is death. Hebrews says that he was made a little lower than angels. You see this in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9. He was made lower than angels for the suffering of death. Praise God. But we know what happened, that this same Jesus that was lowered into the earth, lowered into that same carnality that men living in this age overcame, and was exalted and lifted far above everything that is in heaven and earth, and today sits above all. And that same path that Jesus Christ took is the same path that every man has to take today, because he has become the captain of our faith, the captain of our faith to lead us back into that same spiritual height, that consciousness, that spirituality that we lost. Praise God. So let us not understand that angels are not just beings that are, you know, how do I put it, separate. What I put, who have a different life apart from that life of God. You don't have sons of God here, angels here. Some people go further to classify that you have cherubims, you have seraphims, you have this type of angels, that type of angels, and all that is baloney. You understand my point? Because in the realm of the spirit, the Son of God can also be an angel. See, the Son of God can manifest as an angel. They are all one. It's the same thing. It's the same one life, one person that is manifesting in diverse forms. That's why in Luke chapter 20, Jesus Christ spoke about the sons of God, those who attain to the resurrection, those who attain to this thing that Christ is performing in our lives today. Jesus Christ says that they are equal with angels. Let's quickly read these things. Praise God. I'm going to start from Luke chapter 20, verse 34. For those of you who don't know the scriptures, and Jesus said unto them, the children of this world marry and are given into marriage, but they which shall be counted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given into marriage, neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto what? Unto angels, and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Oh, praise God. Now Jesus Christ says that they are equal to angels, those who are able to attain to that world. Now, which world is he talking about? He's talking about this new dispensation that has been opened to us today into the God's world, God's invisible realm, God's kingdom, this same place that Paul says that we have been called, we have been gathered into. Paul says we have come to Mount Zion. We have come to that world, that new realm, the new heavens and the new earth. Jesus Christ is speaking about that new heavens and new earth. It's a world that is nested in God. It's a world that is hid in God. It's God's world. Every man lives by the name of the Lord, because in reality that is the only name that exists. Hallelujah. It's a dimension that is called God's world, God's day, God's kingdom. It is the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ says, those who are worthy to attain to that world, hallelujah, and the resurrection from the dead, praise God, neither marry are they given to marry. These ones are not bound to the elements of this world. See, they are free spirits. Hallelujah. They are not bound to the elements of this world, but they are free spirits who live in the liberty and the glory of God. Now look at what Jesus Christ says. He says they do not die anymore. These ones have obtained to the life of God. Now you can see why you say you don't die anymore. There's only one that lives forever, isn't it? And that's God. See, I live forever. That's the eternal life that we all have been promised, isn't it? I live forever. I lift up my hand to swear that I live forever. That's the eternal life. Only God lives forever. John says that heaven and earth is passing away, but those that do the will of God, see, continue on. They live forever. They don't pass away. They don't die. They continue on in eternity. Those that live on account of the name of the Lord, the servants of God. The psalmist says that they shall perish. They shall be changed. The nation shall perish. They shall be changed as a garment changes. Say, but the seed of thy servant shall continue. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. There is a seed in you that continues in eternity. And that is the Christ in you. They do not die. Jesus Christ says some of you here will never taste of death. Some of you standing here will not taste of death. Those who have ascended to that place of life. Those who have awoken from the dead will not taste of what? Of death. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. It has got more to do with attaining to a state of consciousness that never passes away. It's not talking about continuing with your body, eh? It's When you are waking spiritually, you discover that this is not your body. Your outer physical, this outer physical existence in this world does not represent your body. Those who are awake begin to realize the inner man. You begin to understand your true spiritual self. You are awakened to the reality that you are that invisible creature of God. Hallelujah. And one of those manifestations I saw years ago kind of angelic, multicolored being, you know. You could see there's no form. You can't touch it, you can't hold it. It talks of pure spirit. And of course, that is just a manifestation to me, but in reality, there's no color, no form, no nothing. Invisible is invisible. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So see, those of us who still want to look for Jesus Christ must come to the place where we understand that Jesus Christ in the first place was never a physical being. He was never first flesh and blood. He only manifested himself in this realm to declare the mystery of our origin in the invisible and eternal spirit of God. So some people here will never die. Praise God, those are those who have held on to eternal life, who have awoken from the dead, the resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah. It's not something that happens tomorrow. Praise God, don't expect Papa and Mama to come back in that same form. Praise God, there's no such thing as a physical resurrection. So cast down all those beliefs. A physical resurrection, there's no such thing. Those things that happened when Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead, when the prophets, holy prophets, arose from their graves and appeared to many in Jerusalem, was all a deliberate act to cause men to understand the invisible things of God. Understand that the testimony of Jesus, the things that he did while here on earth, are actually references, allegorical references to the works of God in the spirit. Praise God, if God, Jesus Christ, raising somebody from the dead, these things are actually to be discerned spiritually. Healing, resurrection, and what, name it, all these things are reference to spiritual truth. Spiritual, you can discern these things spiritually. Oh, hallelujah. It's all about lifting up a man, being lifted up from that carnal terrestrial nature he has had as, you know, as a man, back into the that angelic state. That's the state of pure spirit. Hallelujah. So resurrection from the dead has got nothing to do with physical graveyard. Praise God, you have to think of your graveyard, which is your body. You've been buried in this earthly life, this lower life, dead, limited to the beggarly elements of time and space. Oh, hallelujah. But the hour has come to hear the voice of truth and to loosen yourself. Hallelujah. Loosen yourself from these things that tie you to these beggarly elements of this world. Free yourself and return back to the glorious liberty that God designed for you, because you are son of God. See, a son of God is not bound to time and space. A son of God reigns eternally. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Jesus Christ now spoke that they never die. We're still on Luke chapter 20. He said they never die. They cannot die anymore, those who attain to this world, which is present, the new Jerusalem. You can attain to that place only by awakening spiritually in your consciousness. It says Jesus Christ said that they are equal to angels. Now look at what he says. See, they are equal unto angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. So he says they are equal unto angels, are the children of the resurrection, and the children of God. So you see, the child of God is actually the child of the resurrection. feet, and they are equal unto angels, meaning they've attained to that angelic state, which is pure spirit. Angelic state is what is pure spirit. Praise God. We're not speaking about, you know, this is your physical body becoming pure spirit. Yeah? That's not what Jesus Christ said. He's speaking here about awakening your consciousness to your true spirituality, because you're actually spirit. Praise God, you're actually spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You are actually spirit. You are not flesh and blood. You are not terrestrial being. You are spirit. Now, many of the problems we have as men is because we've lived in the lie thinking that we are flesh and blood. You think you are poor. You think you are needy. You think that you are incomplete. Why? Because you live in the flesh. See it? You live in the flesh. And it all starts off with the mind. So the mind has become, you know, we've put on the carnal mind. We've married the carnal mind. As the men of this age, we've all walked in carnality, and we've slipped away from that eternal realm of God into a realm that, you know, things decay, things pass away, where things die. Oh, praise God. But God is here to lift us once more out of this dilemma, out of this realm of death, out of this realm of corruptibility, where corruption reigns, where the cankerworm and the caterpillars, you know, never cease to function, where mortality is the order of the day, where men glorify death, men worship death. God wants to lift his sons out of that realm, back into that pure spiritual consciousness of the angels of God. Hallelujah. Angels represent pure spirit. And you better believe it, today you can begin to walk as an angel of God. As you hear this message. Hallelujah. An angel represents a messenger of God, a servant of God. An angel is one who lives on account of God. Hallelujah. Now, whenever angels appear in the Old Testament, never tell me that an angel comes to tell you his name, does he? An angel, does he come to tell you where he stays? Does he come to tell you about his history? Does an angel have a history? When angels appear, what do they normally do? They simply appear as an interface of God. If you, in the Old Testament, when you say the Lord appears, or the Lord God appears, it's actually an angel appearing. When he appeared to Abraham, it was actually an angel appearing. Because God has no form. God appeared to Abraham and ate with Abraham. That is not, you know, that could have been you. Are you listening? It could have been you appearing to Abraham. It could have been that brother out there appearing to Abraham. It could have been that brother down there who was drunk. Who is drunk, you know, you call a drunkard, appearing to Abraham as the Lord. See, so the angel simply represents, you know, an interface of God, functioning as God, walking in the name of God. Praise God. We must understand these things. Some people try to understand names of angels. Some people try to worship angels and all that kind of stuff. Look, let me tell you something. There is no such thing as an angel who has a being that is separate from God. Angels don't have being. They don't have a being. Their being is God. They are myriads, multitudes, innumerable, but they all walk in the name of the Lord. Oh, praise God. They are all composed in that body of Christ, functioning in the name of the Lord, sustaining the creation, maintaining the creation, and bringing an awakening to those who are dead in this world. So never expect to see something like an angel, you know, that has an identity apart from God, that's not such thing. When you see an angel appearing with his own identity, know for sure that is a devil. Praise God. Those of you who can hear the message today can begin to walk in that realm by faith as angels or messengers of God. Hallelujah. You can begin to walk today as a servant of God. Now, the angels, like I said, are messengers, as servants of God. And Jesus Christ mentioned this thing several times in the scriptures. He says, where I am is where my servant will be. When he says, where I am is where my servant will be, he's speaking about the angels. The angels are the messengers, are the servants of God. Where I am is where my messengers, my servants will be. Now, he's talking about the elevated dimension of God. The angels all partake of that same glory. These same angels are actually sons of God. See? The same Jesus Christ that ascended and reigns above all, today is actually also an angel. That same Jesus could appear to, could do a work to you, appear to you today in another form. But what you are seeing actually is an interface of God. It's God appearing. Hallelujah. So angels are simply a manifestation of God. God has no form. God is pure spirit, praise God, and angels manifest God. It's the working arm of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. In the book of Psalms, what's it? Psalms 104, verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art great, thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment, who stretched out the heavens like a curtain, who laid the beams of his chambers in the waters, he maketh his clouds. The clouds is chariots, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits. Are you listening? He makes his what? Angels what? Spirit. His ministers what? A flame of fire. Praise God. He makes his what? His angels spirit and his ministers a flame of fire. Now you see, when you hear angels and ministers, it's the same thing. Angels are ministers. They are messengers. They minister unto the name of the Lord. He makes his angels fire. He makes his ministers fire, a flaming fire, and he makes his angels spirit. It is the glorification process. Praise God. Spirit represents that elevated state of God. God is spirit. Isn't that what is written? Those that worship God will worship God in spirit and in truth. It's not about going making a robot show, blah, 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 you say you are worshiping God in spirit. That's religion. If you want to worship God in spirit and in truth, you better conform yourself to that spirit and to that truth. Because Jesus Christ says, I am the truth. See, the Lord is the Spirit. Is that what Paul says? The Lord is the Spirit. Jesus Christ says, I am the truth. Exercise yourself in godliness. Walk in truth. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in truth. Walk in the Spirit. That is worship. You are honoring the name of the Lord when you walk in the Spirit. Because when you walk in the Spirit, you are walking in the name of the Lord. Praise God. When you begin to hear these truths and begin to recognize your true nature, your true self, there's an awakening. There's a quickening, isn't it? It makes his angel spirit. Hallelujah. You are that angel. You are the sons of the resurrection. You are the children of God. He makes his angel spirit. His glorification. He's lifting you out of the dust. He's lifting you out of the realm of time and space. And setting your feet once more on that eternal rock to stay. Where no more time, where time is no more. Where you can live eternally. Hallelujah. In the book of Revelations, chapter 10, John saw this mighty angel come down from heaven. Hallelujah. And this angel came down from heaven. The Bible says he was clothed with a cloud. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as if, you know, as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Praise God. This same angel, Bible says, swore by him that lives forever. Meaning that he lives, he speaks on account of the eternal spirit of God. God lives forever. God is the spirit. This angel that descends from heaven to declare the seven thunders, which represents the mystery of the ages. Now, the mystery of the ages is Christ in you. Eh? When you hear these things, you see people expect big things to happen. Something will happen, a big thing will happen. Let me tell you, those seven thunders that the angel uttered, that angel in the book of Revelation chapter 10, Bible says he uttered seven thunders. And these seven thunders were sealed in a book. Today, that book is being unsealed as you are hearing the message of the kingdom. And the message of the kingdom brings about an awakening in man. You that sleep in the dust, in the loneliness of mortality. You that are lost in time and space, walking in a mistaken identity. As these seven thunders come to light. Oh, hallelujah. There's an awakening to the reality of the Christ in me, which is actually the seed of God, the creature of God, the true creature of God, who lives eternally. He's the angel-like personality that is pure spirit. That is not of this world. It's not of this terrestrial age where things rot, where things change. But it's another realm that is unchangeable. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This same angel in the book of Revelation chapter 10 swore by him that lives forever. And he says that in the days of the sounding of the seventh trumpet, the mystery of God will be, it shall be time no more. Time no more. And in the days of the sounding of the seventh trumpet, the mystery of God will finish. Sit. Never expect the trumpet to sound tomorrow. You are hearing the trumpet now. Are you listening? So the seventh messenger is not Abraham. See, there was a minister some years ago who did very mighty works. And people have now said that is the seventh messenger, seventh angel. I've received some messages from Italian brethren who are Brahmanists. Abraham, you know, did a lot of mighty works. And people say he's the seventh angel, but that is false interpretation. See it? The seventh angel sounds throughout all eternity. The seventh angel is the messenger of God. It could be you, it could be that brother out there, it could be anybody. It's the composite body of Christ speaking the voice of truth. In the days of the sound of the seventh trumpet, as you are hearing this message, you are hearing the seventh trumpet, the last trumpet. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Revealing to you the mystery of God. So that you can awake and enter into it. It shall be time no more. You enter back into the realm of timelessness. The messenger of God lives in the realm of timelessness. In eternity. He swears by him that lives forever. We must come to the place where we live by him that lives forever. See, that angel is pure spirit. That angel, you can see the flaming, the feet were like fire, flames of fire, isn't it? It's written here that he makes his angels fire, flames of fire, isn't it? His ministers. Can you hold fire? Fire represents the spiritual nature of God's messengers. The glorification of the saints is the spiritualization of the saints. It's not as if God is trying to turn you around or make you, you know, convert you into what you are not already. Simply bringing an awakening back. See, God actually makes his angels' spirits and his ministers flame of fire by bringing what we call an awakening. So you need to awake. When you awake, you discover you are spirit. You are not male, you are not female. Praise God. You are perfect the way you are. You are eternal. You can never die. You can never rot. Praise God. You begin to awake to the reality that you are perfect. You don't need religion to get to God. You don't need to pray. You don't need to do all those things to get to God. You just have to be who you are and you will rediscover God. Praise God. So angels are not anything apart from who we are. You see, you can get to that angelic state by simply allowing the Spirit lead us out of this terrestrial nature we have, you know, lived in error. Praise God. Jesus Christ was lowered and made lowered into the realm of carnality. See, it was made lower than angels. See, meaning that he lost that, how do I put it, that spirituality, that spiritual heart in God. He, praise God, that's why at times he had to struggle. That's why at times he had to pray hard. Father, if it were possible, let this cup pass over me. Praise God. That's why I could hunger at times. That's why at times he would get tired. He too was tempted. Can God be tempted? No, God cannot be tempted, but Jesus Christ was tempted. Why? Because he also partook of the lowliness of the life in the flesh. That is death. He was made lower than angels. It's written here in the Bible. He became lower than angels. He tasted of that lower life, that life of men. Praise God. But Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you before this world was. Sit. And how does the Father glorify you? He brings an awakening. See, the power of the resurrection is working in you right now for you to know this reality in its fullness. Praise God. John says that now we are the sons of God. Now. Praise God. And it begins to dawn greater and greater on you as you hear this truth. Praise God. It's a wonderful visit, isn't it? Hallelujah. That's why we have to be careful how we treat one another, how we observe one another. Change our eyesight and begin to see things from God's perspective. Paul says that some people have, you know, Paul adverts them to that they should be careful on how they entertain strangers. You see this in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 1 and 2. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain what? Strangers. For thereby some have what? Entertained angels unawares. Are you listening? He said, you must entertain strangers. Don't be forgetful, because some people have what? Entertained angels unawares. You know Paul was an angel? You know Paul was an angel of God? Hallelujah. Praise God. You know you are an angel of God when you are awake? Praise God. You are an interface of God. You they all live by that same name of the Lord. We all live by that. Those are messengers, angels of God. Paul was an angel of God. When we treat one another, we have to look at it as a kind of holy encounter. Isn't that what our brother says? One of our brothers who passed on some years ago. Whenever you are meeting a man, you stand before a man, always remember that it's what? A holy encounter. You are encountering what? A messenger of God, an angel of God. Some might not realize that at that time. Others do. See, so you can see angels can appear as men. Praise God. An angel can appear with a walking stick. Are you listening? An angel can appear in a wheelchair. An angel can appear in a limousine. The F and the fullness thereof is what? Is the Lord. The Lord can appear in anyhow and any form he feels. So be careful on how we treat one another, how we discern. See, let your eyes be open to see into God's world, God's realm. Praise God. In the book of Revelation, the last chapter, let me just read this thing for those who have not read this before. Revelation chapter 22, verse 8. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then said he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and thy brethren, the prophets of them who keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. This angel, mighty angel from God, from heaven, who appeared to John to give John these revelations. John was about to show his gratitude and he tried to worship this angel. And this angel stopped him. Do it not. Don't worship me. Don't idolize me. Worship God. I'm an interface of God. Worship what? Of God. I am one of your brethren. That angel could have been Jesus. That angel could have been Elijah. Could have been any other brother out there. It could be you. It could be me. Somebody said, how can it be me? Of course, you've forgotten many things, haven't you? As a man, even Jesus too forgot where he came from. At a stage, he had to be awoken. He had to be raised up from the dead. See, the resurrection of Jesus didn't just start when he came out of the grave physically. See, Jesus Christ was already in the resurrection when he could say, I and the Father are one. I and God are one. I and the invisible spirit are one. That is resurrection. He already walking in that reality. What that means, he was awoken. If you not know that you are one with the eternal spirit, you are asleep. Hope in God. Hallelujah. So let us understand what the Bible is saying here. Angel, I'm one of your brethren, your servants. Hallelujah. Remember, it could have been you. You have been from the beginning. You've always been in God, but you entered into sleep. You slept in human mortality. You think that you are born yesterday, and you think that you are black, you are white, you think that you are this, you are that, and you suffered many things because of ignorance. Knowing the riches in glory that you represent, because you represent the fullness, the embodiment of the glory of the living God. We must awaken to this reality. let us turn away from all the external signs, all our limitations in this world, and look unto this revelation that is shining from above today. I'm waking to this reality. Praise God. The angel is confirming here that he is one of the brethren, one of the fellow servants. Jesus also said that he was like that angel, because Jesus Christ told Mary or Martha before he ascended, I go to my Father, your Father, my God, and your God. Jesus Christ was also saying that we are brethren, isn't it? Jesus was also saying we are brethren. I'm going to your Father, your God, and my God. Jesus Christ was speaking with the same language this angel in the book of Revelation was speaking. They are saying the same things. I am your fellow brethren. I'm your fellow, brother in the faith. We all share the same quality, the same nature. But we must go to the Father. We must go to the God. We must ascend out of this, realm that we have found ourselves in as men. So this is the salvation of God, brethren. It's not about, trying to be religious. It's not about clapping hands, about crying in church. It's not about paying all your tithes. All those things are dead works. So you can't please God as a man. Forget it. You only have to just rediscover yourself. Praise God. Rediscover yourself. Allow the Spirit guide you back into this reality. Walk in the reality today. The reality of the Christ that is in me. The Christ that you represent. Hallelujah. So angels are not just flappy, creatures that flap wings somewhere in the sky. Some people say that they are angels here, they are sons of God here. They are all interwoven. It's an invisible body of God, all functioning in one. Who praise God? Hallelujah. I think you can see your physical body. You have a physical body, isn't it? And within this physical body, you have all kind of agents that function with this body, isn't it? You have white blood cells. You have red blood cells. You have all kind of enzymes and everything working, in this body to keep this body going, isn't it? And apparently these things are not transparent. They are transparent. You can't see them with the physical eyes. So you can look at these agents within you as angels, functioning within your body. Servants, messengers, function within your body to make sure things are put right. Hallelujah. In likewise manner, there is the body of God. And you have this movement within this body of God. Hallelujah. You have these servants, praise God, who move and, keep things in order in God's kingdom. But it's all transparent. It's all within us. Hallelujah. Today we can be partakers consciously by simply knowing this simple truth. Today you can walk as a messenger of God, an angel of God, by recognizing who you are. It starts off by hearing the truth and confessing the truth. Walking in this reality today. Growing in this reality. Exercising yourself in the name of the Lord. The angel lives only on account of God. He has no personality. That's why Jesus Christ says you must lose your life to gain it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now in the next message we're going to look at Lucifer. Praise God. We look at Lucifer. We look at who that man in the Garden of Eden was. Sit, and we're going to go deeper into this subject on the secret of angels. I am God bless you and keep you. Amen.
Resurrection.